Mr. Monk and the Two Assistants by Lee Goldberg. Narrated by Angela Brazil. Chapter 1. Mr. Monk Gets His Kicks. My name is Natalie Teeger. I'm an honest-to-goodness soccer mom and proud of it. My 12-year-old daughter, Julie, plays defense on the Slammers in the All-Girl League. The kids get together at Dolores Park for practices on Saturdays and games on Sundays. On this particular Sunday, my boss, Adrian Monk, the legendary detective, was with us at the game. He was too restless to stay at home. For the past couple days, he'd been investigating the brutal beating death of the reviled E.L. Lancaster, who ran the mortgage division of a San Francisco bank. Lancaster was disliked by just about everyone he'd ever met. He'd even foreclosed on his parents' home when his father, slipping into senility, missed a couple mortgage payments. I'm not kidding. Lancaster was that lovable. The only clue Monk had to work with was a confusing cluster of overlapping bloody footprints belonging to the murderer. Captain Leland Stottlemyre's theory on the footprints was that the victim must have delivered a blow in self-defense that left his attacker reeling and dizzy. Lieutenant Randy Disher, the captain's right-hand man, was checking area hospitals for anyone who might have come in with a head wound. I've seen Monk solve a homicide within a few minutes of arriving at the crime scene, but this case had too many suspects and too few clues. The investigation was making Monk even more nuts than usual. Monk's basic problem is that he's obsessed with imposing order on a world that is, by nature, disordered. It's a problem he's never going to solve.